a track called My Mind and Me, setting us up for a cool interview focusing on a new exhibition that is debuting at the gallery at the studios in the Lifestyle Center Bolito. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to your Thursday. It's the first Thursday of the new month, the 3rd of October, and you're right here on Radio Life and Style with me, Mike, in the morning. First Thursdays are quite a thing at the Lifestyle Center and around the space known as the studios in particular. It's a hive of activity, of happenings, and a new gallery exhibition, that fits right into that. The title of this one, tying in with that song you just heard, it's called In the Mind's Eye. And to give us a little peek into the mind's eye right now, from the gallery, Sarah O'Reilly joins us for a chat on a Thursday. Sarah, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. Thank you. You are doing really well, thanks. Great to be here again.
Yeah, I can't believe we're talking about another exciting exhibition. It seems like just the other day you had a new one opening up, and by all accounts, it was a really rocking last showcase. And now, getting ready for something kind of completely different, very visually different.
Yes.
Take us into the mind's eye. What's the focus?
So this exhibition will definitely bring a surprise to anyone who was here for the last one, because it is a massive visual shift.
not a bad thing, just
no
different.
You know, we like to keep it interesting at the gallery and keep you guessing. So yeah, the idea behind this theme was to really draw attention to our minds, to the inner workings. You know, artists have used their work as a form of expression, as a form of healing, sharing joy, sharing love, sharing experiences, recollecting moments from their lives, from their families, from the world. And so we want to celebrate and draw people in to share their experiences, share their emotions, and respond. And I think, you know, it's quite an abstract exhibition. We've got a lot of abstract subject matter.
Yeah.
And often this can be quite threatening to the viewer, but
threatening in the sense that I think we talked about it off air, saying abstract art can be quite contentious.
100%. And you kind of don't know what you should think, or whether you should think it's good just because it's on the walls. But one thing we're all about is being able to come in and have an honest conversation, have an honest response. So
there's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer. You know, come in, allow the work to talk to you, debate over it, you know, chat to the person next to you, chat to us. The gallery is all about the community. It's all about bringing people in. It's all about sharing art. It's all about connection. We're not there to be pretentious. We're not there to try confuse you.
Yeah.
We want you to feel moved. Some of them will move you, some of them will not. And I think the beautiful thing about this exhibition is I really do think there is something for everyone, and there's a story behind every single work in there. And I really ask our visitors to come and chat to us and find out those stories, because they are some really incredible pieces and people.
Isn't it quite awesome when someone sees something and they respond to it, and then they ask you a little bit about it and they find out the full story, and then suddenly they can see it with new eyes, and they can even pull out details that they couldn't see in the first place, because now there's a whole deeper meaning behind it, eh?
It's also a beautiful thing, and we've seen it happen, when someone is drawn to a piece and then they obviously share that share the fact that they are really interested in it or love it or are moved by it, and then you start discussing the artist and his intentions or her intentions and maybe their life story, and so often there's this penny drop moment where they kind of suddenly understand that deeper connection. We've had it with Gift Lamini's work before, where someone spoke about the particular imagery he had used, and we shared why he used that specific imagery, and she was like, oh my gosh, that speaks to, you know, my mother who just passed away, or, you know, so there are these beautiful moments that happen where people connect with work and they don't necessarily know it in the moment or know why in the moment, and through discussion they get a deeper understanding.
this is the thing, and there is plenty to dive into in terms of deep dives and deeper understandings.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see some returning artists exhibiting, and
yes.
some that might have caught your eye at previous exhibitions in a very different sort of style, now possibly bringing a more abstract
yes.
approach, showing the versatility of local artists. But you've also got some new names in yes. the cohort.
So we obviously have some of our most loved local KZN artists. Very excited to have Jane Digby back and yeah. Judy Wenzel, Jabulani Qele, yeah. Gift Lamini. So a whole bunch of returning ones. And then we've got some new ones in Hussein Salim. He's an incredibly well-known name in the art world, both nationally, internationally. An incredible, incredible man. I got to sit and have a cup of tea with him and a bowl of grapefruit that he gave us as I was selecting the work, and just such an authentic man, and his work speaks for itself. Then Megan Smith, who's just moved into the area, back from originally Zimbabwean, then living in America and now back in Belito, so we've got some of her work. And then Siyabonga Ngobane, based up in Hilton, a lino cut extraordinaire.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful pieces. And then as well as Hayley Lombard joining us for the first time as well.
Super stuff. So some new blood, some new talent mixed in amongst some firm favorites.
Yes.
And a really a fresh approach, a fresh look, and a chance for you to come and get pulled into the Mind's Eye exhibition, showcasing artists' unique perspectives on imagery and recollection. And, you know, it's start of this month and heading into the new month. November is Mental Health Awareness Month. Am I right?
Yes. So this was another reason for the October-November exhibition. I wanted to look into or create an exhibition connecting to mental health, to expression, to the freedom to be able to express what is happening internally, and also to allow for that space of healing and kind of exposing art as a healing entity as well. It's something that is rife in our society, mental health struggles. And yeah, I think the more awareness we can raise for men, for women, for children, the better.
There you go. And a chance for you to come and start those discussions and see what speaks to you, what resonates with you, what confuses and confounds you. And
exactly.
And what the deeper stories are behind the artworks and the artists. You'll find the new exhibition In the Mind's Eye opening today. In fact, I think it's open. Is it open right now?
It'll be open probably in about 2 hours' time.
Okay, there you go. The last piece has just been positioned.
Last little tweaks.
So make sure that you're popping through to the gallery at the studios at the Lifestyle Center Belito. And of course, it's all part of the First Thursday's vibe, and in good company. In fact, by the time you come on through, you should see the figure drawing workshop with Brian Erickson underway outside the entrance to the studios. That's become a real firm favorites and something that I believe sells out on a regular basis.
It has been, yeah. It's been a wonderful
introduction
to our area, yeah.
Super stuff. If you missed the chance to take part this month, next month, keep your eyes on the Lifestyle Center Belito's social media, the Facebook and Instagram pages, for a chance for you to book your spot. Booking is essential for that figure drawing workshop with Brian Erickson, which happens on a first Thursday. There's also great vibes just around the corner with Alchemy in collaboration with Naughty Water, bringing something special to you. And your neighbors at Hair for You with complimentary bubbles for First Thursday. And Wax at Belito, offering 10% off your back or chest wax for First Thursday. Why not? Hey, new month. But definitely make sure that you're getting your fix of art at the gallery In the Mind's Eye, the new exhibition opening today. Be one of the first to check it out. And Sarah, thanks for giving us a little intro to the new exhibition.
Thanks for having me.
Can't wait to see it up close and personal in 2 hours' time.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mark.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.